Texas is a leading state for solar energy. Maybe it's because of our record-breaking hot sunny days, but according to the Texas Comptroller, solar energy contributed to 6% of the state's energy generation in 2022. Now, Texas has installed more than 6,500 megawatts of solar generation, the most in the country for a second year in a row. Megawatts are used to measure the amount of power a plant gives. To put into scale, 1 megawatt powers about 750 homes. Partnering with EarthX, KRLD will host Odyssey Conversations, the state of the environment, to talk about the environment and offer tips to keep the earth clean. It airs this Thursday at 7 on KRLD and will be available on our digital platforms Friday morning. I'm Bree Flores, and Texas wants to know, how does solar energy fit into the Texas power supply? I spoke with Austin York, one of our reporters here at KRLD, to talk about the story he has been putting together for a segment on solar energy. You are doing the Odyssey Conversations about solar panels here in Texas. How big of an influence is solar panels here in the state?
It is becoming bigger every single day and every single month and year, and you're seeing more of an emphasis, especially in the state of Texas, because of what we've seen with the power grid. There's no doubt that there's been an emphasis on renewable energies. Wind and solar is the other one. And we've seen problems like we had a couple of years ago when the freeze happened and millions lost power across the state. And that's because of traditional energy that we've been getting from natural gas. So there's been a real push to do something different. And solar is one of those areas. And in Texas especially, it makes sense. You look at the sun and say, man, we get so much of it. And it's so warm around here. Why can't we somehow harness this and turn it into energy? And that's where basically the emphasis has come from. And it's cleaner. Let's be honest. It creates less of a carbon footprint than natural gas. And so that's why we've seen an emphasis in Texas.
And what are the disadvantages and advantages to having panels?
Well, that's the big thing. The advantages are what I just kind of mentioned. It was, hey, if we can somehow harness this sun, it's nice, clean. There's so much of it for much of the year. And we can harness this. You really don't have a lot of waste when it comes to actual creating the energy from the sun. The problem is the technology. And so there's a lot of disadvantages because we just don't have the technology to do it right now. So that's where most of the disadvantages are coming from. For instance, if you put solar panels out right now and you have all this sun, you don't have the ability to use all that energy all at once. You've got to find some way to store it. How do you do that? Batteries. Well, batteries are incredibly expensive to make, and they create a heck of a carbon footprint right now. And just think about all the battery, even the biggest battery consumption makers right now in Tesla, they're doing it in Nevada. Those things just, the biggest battery they have are capable of storing, I think it was half a day of energy that America uses. I mean, the technology is not there, and that's a big problem. Secondly, solar panels require a heck of a lot of space, and they're very expensive to make. Now, are they becoming less expensive? Absolutely. But you're talking about a wide range of area where you're going to have to put these things out there. Is that going to get better? Sure. But right now, and then we talk about the infrastructure that it's going to take to transport all that solar energy to different areas of the country. In Texas, we get lots of sun, California, Arizona. In Connecticut, Delaware, they don't get as much sun. And so how are we going to be able to get that energy to them? High frequency or high power transmission lines, which are going to take, it's going to millions and millions and we're talking billions of dollars now to create these new transmission lines, which not a lot of people are excited about because it kind of sullies up their beautiful landscapes and so on and such. So while there is some great advantages to solar panels, we as Americans are kind of far off from being able to really get most of its power.
Right. And you kind of mentioned, too, with like installing batteries. What is kind of the steps of installing solar power into a home, for example.
Well, that's the real issue. And we see that really the states are really creating an advantage for most people if they say, we want to try to flip over to solar and we put some solar panels on our homes. They give you a lot of tax breaks and so on and such. The problem is it's still a rather expensive endeavor to do. So you have to, first of all, you have to have the solar panels. Secondly, you've got to have the structure in place to be able to support this. So it's not like you can just say, hey, my home was built in the 70s or in the 80s and I'm throwing up some solar panels. How about that? Well, you're going to have some issues because I don't know if your roof is able to support those kinds of things or other things. So it's not just a, hey, let's just start this thing tomorrow. And if more people could get behind it, we'd have a better environment. Yeah, that'd be the case, but it's still a rather lengthy endeavor to go down. And so it's not something that really, the technology just isn't there, as I've kept mentioning, for this stuff to be basically efficient enough for the average person.
Which is kind of sad because I feel like people want to go to different types of power sources, right?
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't want to create a cleaner environment and have less carbon footprint on future? Everybody wants to do that. Nobody's just wadding up their trash and throwing it on the ground and saying, ha, screw the environment. So, of course, you want to do something very nice. But the problem is this efficient enough? Right now, I just don't know if the technology is there. And that's what they're, when you hear politicians start talking about timelines and we got to switch over by such and such date, I don't know if we're capable of doing that right now. We're going to have a lot. We need a lot more science involved in it. We need some grants involved in it. And we really, honestly, need the private sector to get behind it.
And you mentioned there's a lot of money going into it. What's kind of the economic impact for Texas if we do switch to solar power or a personal person, like individual?
Oh, it'd be huge. If you are someone like an Elon Musk or a company that is thinking about battery development and then investing in solar power. And we've seen tons of companies do this. They see that there is some incentive to do this. If you can kind of capture the market, you could absolutely, it would be tremendous. If you're talking about, you know, a private company trying to go into this and create the technology that would sustain the solar power. The problem is, again, though, is it's not going to be something that's going to take, you know, 5 years. It's probably going to be 10 to 20 at least before we get some real strong breakthroughs. And then there's the question of how much of the sun can we really capture. The laws of physics say only a certain amount of the sun's energy can really be switched into usable energy by anyone. So there is some issues with that in concern when it comes to the actual laws of physics and how the sun's power can be used efficiently. If we get all past that, it would be tremendously beneficial for somebody in a private level if they were able to do this. For the individual level, the idea is if I can somehow get the sun to help out with my energy costs and my costs will go down. That's the long-term effect of this thing, that I won't have to rely on natural gas and get the state can produce a lot more energy for cost-efficient prices. Well, that remains to be seen, but that's the idea at least.
I feel like a lot of people, their main concern is, do we still have energy if we do switch to solar power when the sun is not out? Like there's clouds, it's rainy. Do we still have energy? How does that work?
Yeah, and that's where the batteries would come in. It's like you store all the energy from the sunny times. When the nighttime goes down, you then rely on that battery to fire it up. The issue with that is exactly that, though, is can, again, let's just say there were no natural gas plants and we're going to wind and solar. Would Texas be able to sustain itself? Heck no. I mean, we'd be in real trouble. And even if you went, you had all the solar panels that you needed and everything like that. Again, it comes back to the technology. We're just not there yet. And so, again, is it a great idea? Absolutely. Should we continue to invest in this? From what I've understood from everyone that I've talked to about this, and you know, Ed Harris, who's awesome energy expert that I talked to for this particular solar panel discussion, this is absolutely worthwhile. The issue is, how long is it going to take? Are we as Americans willing to spend the money as a nation? It looks like, you know, if you hear from our current leaders? Yes. But then are we going to have to spend even more with the infrastructure itself? So it's going to be very costly. It's going to be time consuming. And then you got to make it efficient to make it worth it.
Do you have any last words or fun facts that you had from the conversation that you want to share with us?
Oh, I don't know if I had any fun facts. I'm trying to say, I know in the particular interview that I had with Ed, he provided a couple of numbers there that is just, again, solar sounds great, but if we right now, we're just not capable of powering that many homes. And again, we talk about that freeze in 2021 in Texas. Part of the problems that we had with that is that we weren't getting a lot of energy from, obviously not from the wind, the wind farms, because those things froze up, but the solar, I mean, they weren't providing barely anything. There's no sun. And so it really, that's the problem. If you're not getting a lot of sun and you don't have the battery power to save it, it's not much use to you.
I'm Bree Flores at News Radio 1080, Carol D. in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thanks for joining me for Texas Wants to Know. If you like the show, please give us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I wrote, produced, and edited this episode with editorial support from Chris Blake. Original music is by Michael Eisenstein. Odyssey's producer for National News Podcasts is Myron Kaplan.